Khaled Fahmy is chair of the history department at the American University in Cairo. He's back in his apartment. And Professor Fahmy, you saw these pro-Mubarak people arriving this morning?
Yes, I did. I saw them coming from the direction of the Cairo train station in groups of about 100. Each group had not a leader, but somebody kind of directing them, giving them directions, including the TV building. Now, everybody in Cairo knows TV building, which gave me the impression that they did not really know where they were heading. They probably didn't even know the city that well.
What does that tell you?
It tells me that this is not a spontaneous group of people marching. It's also clear from the kind of banners and leaflets that they were distributing. I have been on the street since Tuesday, and it took a long time for us to get our act together, to start our own slogans, and to find the pieces of cloth on which to print our banners. These people came with enormous numbers of Egyptian flags, with very clearly written banners, with very clearly written and typed leaflet. This is a counter-revolution. This is Mubarak's regime gasping its last breath in a very nasty way, as all fascist regimes do. I also hear from the anti-Mubarak people who have been taking the square for the past 9 days that they are also, they've become violent themselves. They are now determined not to leave the square, and they are now organizing themselves in files in different entry points to the square. So I suspect that this will turn much more violent before anything peaceful sets in.
Professor, a couple questions. Who are these pro-Mubarak supporters?
These are not pro-Mubarak as such. These are pro-regime. I have seen them in many, many demonstrations throughout Mubarak's regime. I saw them with my own eyes being organized and moved around by uniformed policemen.
But we're hearing that the protesters are across a spectrum in Egypt. They are poor people, wealthy people, business people, peasants, the Islamic Brotherhood. So
yes.
Who is left?
I don't want to belittle. There's something out of all honesty I have to mention this. There are many people, middle class, upper middle class, and lower class people in Cairo who are tired, who want some kind of a semblance of normality to return to the city. There are long queues for all kinds of food, long lines on banks. People are tired of this, and this is a huge city. And that is a genuine feeling that many people have, that enough is enough. Maybe Mubarak yesterday gave enough concessions, and there are people who now think that they're not really pro-Mubarak, but they're pro-stability, and they want some stability back. But these are not the people who I saw today on the streets. These are people who have stability as the farthest thing in their minds. And Mubarak has relied systematically on these people for 30 years.
Are they people who work in the regime? Are they family members?
Many people are ex-convicts. Many people are in the explicit or pay of the Ministry of Interior or have some kind of dubious links with the National Democratic Party. The National Democratic Party relies on the thugs, on people from the inner cities. They try and strike deals with them in the most corrupt and fascist ways you can possibly imagine. They are informers. They are drug traffickers. They are arms traffickers.
What do you fear or expect happens now?
I mean, I was hopeful that Mubarak would get the message. I actually, up till early today, I disagreed with all of my friends thinking that Mubarak actually is only stupid and stubborn rather than corrupt and power hungry. All of my friends would say, Khaled, you're wrong, and I think I was proven wrong.
Why is it not enough for him to say that he won't run again?
That's a very good question. Everybody he put in place in this government will continue the same line. From now till September, he can cause so much damage. He will not allow for free and fair elections to be held in September. That is the fear.
Professor Khaled Fahmy of American University there in Cairo. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.